this is really a special occasion for all of you, just that to have a parish, and it's really wonderful Father Dominic could be here this many years. It's really helpful for a priest to be at a place for a number of years because he can really work with the people and things can really grow up. And I remember when things were just starting, masses in a home, and now you have a nice church, you have another priest even to Father Gerardo who helps out in a parking lot, and things are growing in another parish in the area, so it's a lot to be thankful for. Thing in Michigan, things are a lot different with property. We ended up getting a convent for this school, and we got the building for $70,000, and we got a half an acre of land too. So we got a 6,000 square foot building. It's in really horrible condition for $200,000 or something. But we had to redo the whole thing. The only thing original is the concrete floor, 2.5 walls, and the metal trusses, and some ductwork and air conditioning. And everything else had to be redone. And 100 companies helped us, and we redid the whole thing. But saved $1 million in the process. But I'm just happy what you have here, and you're very fervent. You love God a great deal, and just like to share a couple of things with you. It's really a blessing to be in the seminary with Father Dominic. I'll go a little bit into when we were younger. We had just asking God to know what to do, and he helped us. So for those that don't know me, I'm Father Dominic's twin, Father Francisco, and he can do a lot of things, and he can bilocate too. So that's nice. Not everybody can do that, so he wanted me to do a twin story too, so we'll do that. But no, it is really special, and I started at a parish in Akron, Ohio for 5 years, Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish, and it was really special. But there's no other priest in the area, so I ended up covering 17 cities. I was the only CMRI priest east of the Mississippi. So then I went to St. Joseph's Church in Wayne, Michigan. Most of you have never heard of it. Where is that? Well, it's 8 miles north of Detroit Metro Airport, and also we're about 20 miles from Detroit and 25 miles from Canada. This is the place that you go to Canada. You have to go south to go to Canada, which is pretty interesting. It's like I said, it's wonderful. You can be at a parish for a while because you can actually, the people you baptize, you can actually do their weddings, and that doesn't happen all the time. So I have to also cover it. We have a parish in Middleville, Michigan, near Grand Rapids, Michigan. I used to cover that. We started with one mass, went to two, and then I was covering either the Grand Rapids Parish or go to London, Ontario, and I sometimes go to Toronto also. And then now we have priests in both of those areas, so that helps out a lot. And then we went to three masses, and we build a choir loft. So, but I want to commend all of you for your dedication. I mean, what you've accomplished here, it's really special, and your love of God and your generosity. It's a lot to be proud of, and to have like the catechism in the summer, and there's just a lot of different things you do here. And Father Dominic, really does a lot, but you're a real inspiration to him and to me, and I keep all of you in my prayers. And also, just real briefly, when we were in the seminary, it really helped to be there with someone else, because the seminary life it's tough. I did a lot of studies, and it's just a lot of different things out of the seminary, like 1 out of 10 become priests, and a lot of even priests give up the priesthood, and it's really sad. So it's real important to pray for your priest. And was kind of interesting, I know he'll mention this maybe if there's some kind of presentation, but what we did with the subjects, there's so many, moral theology, canon law, dogmatic theology, and all this stuff. So I said, hey, why are we studying all this? Why don't you take half? I'll take half. We wrote study sheets, we made tests, and we had 99% average, and that worked out pretty good. So, everything has worked out very nice. And even though we're very different, we're very similar, and it was really special our first mass to be next to each other, because we're deacons for each other, and it's like you could read each other's mind. You know exactly what's going on, and it's a lot better than just having someone else. It's really special being a twin. So I mean, we both had masses yesterday, and we ended just about the same time. I was finishing the Leonine prayers, and he was about ready to start them. So, you know, I am, yep, his younger brother, 7 minutes younger, so. Okay. Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. I was asking God, like, what do you talk about when there's a hurricane in the area? And I think the most important thing is do not be afraid, little flock. You know, that we take precautions, we do what we can, but we don't give up. It's not the end of the world. We have something in Michigan called freezing rain. So just think like ice, you know, coming down and then the roads being like an ice skating rink. And actually, we learned to adapt it. There was a 80-car pileup in Dearborn one time. Everybody's going full speed on ice now, and that doesn't make a lot of sense. But so I learned to adapt. I have ice tires on our car and the sister's car, so you can stop on ice and you can have really good control. So it's natural disasters and different things happen, but we have to. The Thy will be done. You know, it would have been nice to have a presentation and everything today. But, you know, it's special. This is about all of you. It's not about Father and me. We're here to save souls, and you're, you know, wonderful parishioners. He could never do his work, or I could never do mine without our parishioners and your prayers. Okay, a lot of times people think priests are converting everybody, and I'll give you some numbers, but those are your prayers doing that. It's not just me and Father Dominic. And wanted to thank you for, you know, all your prayers and, you know, your support and, you know, just your cards and your gifts and everything else. And just for helping Father and myself, you know, that's really special. So we've both been religious for 50 years and priests for 35. You know, you go, hey, you're not 50th anniversary for the priesthood. We don't know if you're going to live that long. So might as well do something before. And, you know, so I thought, you know, you add that together, it's 100 years serving God as religious, and then as 70 years as priest. Now, somebody, it was really interesting, a parishioner wrote me a card, and he said, God arranged that there be two of you because he wanted his work done, and we're on both different parts of the country. I think that's special, too, so we can both assist different people in a special way. And like I said, we can help each other. It's just really special, like I said, as a priest, because you can relate to each other and help each other. And there's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of different things going on. We both felt called by God when we were about 6. And we used to play Mass. And my grandma made some vestments for us we wore for Halloween. And then Vatican II came, and then it's just we lost interest. This wasn't right. There's just something wasn't proper with what was going on. It just wasn't the same. So we were trying different things. We're thinking, well, maybe it'd be a race driver and a helicopter pilot working with sharks. And we ended up doing all that kind of, you know, L.A., it's kind of race driver on the sometime the freeway was not a parking lot. And Detroit is for sure. And we got to do the other things too. But what's important is when I was younger, I was probably about 15, 14, I would say, God let me know that if I didn't become a priest, there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't be in heaven. And that's something I just couldn't do, you know, just forsake all that. You know, can do all kinds of things in the world, but you can't, you know, they're saving one soul is immeasurable, and then to save a lot of them, you know, that's what our mission is, and he and I. So even though it looks like we're always doing something, there's some reason for it, and we're trying to help get souls to heaven. Father and I don't look to try to write books. It's just some things that have to be done, and God wants them done. So it just kind of happens. So what happened in 1973, we entered the seminary together, and the rest is history. And it's a celebration for all of you, all the men, women, and children who love God and want to save your soul, and that Father's been able to serve, and the people that I have been able to serve. We had something special in Michigan last week. So Father started putting some numbers together, and I did too. And it's kind of interesting with twins. You actually do the same thing you don't even know. I mean, I look around the rectory. I have one of these in Michigan. I have this. And it's the same kind of, it's nice, you know, you don't have to bring a lot of clothes. You know, we wear the same size, you know. So it's just, so you just have a little carry-on. You know, everybody, that's all you're bringing? Yeah, that's, so, I mean, really, it works out pretty good. And so, but what happened is kind of put some of this together. Father and I have done thousands of sick calls, and you don't ever know when that's going to happen. There's even a hospital in the area that calls me and someone's dying, and Father never, you know, gives an excuse, well, I'm tired, or it's after office hours or whatever. He always does that, and I do too. And, you know, we've helped a lot of people that were away from God to make their peace with God. And right now I've got like 25 homebound people I bring communion to every 2 months. And it's that's 17 different cities. So it's not like everybody's all on one trip. But you do what you can, and Father's helped a lot. I've been able to help a number of people that were suicidal, and I know Father's helped a lot of people, counseling them and assisting them, saving marriages, doing all kinds of wonderful things. And with the numbers, this is kind of amazing. We kind of looked at things. He's adding the ones from IHM, so we didn't get a final count. But it looks like we're really close. He's ahead of me in First Communions, and I'm ahead of him in marriages and funerals. So we're pretty close. And but what happened in 35 years, I think that we probably both did about the same amount, distributed communion to about 345,000 people. You just gave communion 345,000 times. So it is people, but I guess that's the way Father wanted to say it. And we heard about 70,000 confessions. We offered Mass about 16,400 times. So if we're not as limber as we used to be, it's a fact. We ended up doing about 230,000 genuflections during those masses. So it's pretty amazing. But there's nothing greater than offering Mass and trying to help save souls and to honor God. We've written 4 books together, working on another one. And this is kind of providential, too, because it's the first time we've been together. So What Has Happened to the Catholic Church, 2023 edition, we're trying to get that going. We got it pretty well done. We're just doing fine-tuning, and it's nice the two of us can work on that together. St. Joseph's Media, we help people in 102 countries. And then I've written a number of books besides that also. I'd like to just talk about God's will and not ours. You know, really, it would have been nice if everything was perfect. You know, the sun is shining enough and there's a nice breeze and everything's perfect, but we've got a lot of rain. We've got a hurricane here. So it actually did a number of good things. Your water table's going up. You're going to have all the reservoirs filled for sure. You're not going to be rationing water for a while, I don't think. You have a lot. Also, if you think a lot of people who don't pray, and maybe they're starting to pray, people that think life's a big game and just a thing to get power and money and pleasure, that it's more than that, and they see that life puts everything really in perspective. And we have tornadoes in Michigan. We haven't had it any for a while, but when I was a kid, they actually had, I think, 3 or 4 of them in the city in Toledo at the same time. And but, you know, we lived through it, you know, everything worked out. You know, it wasn't our part of town that really got hit, so we were very, very fortunate. But we just ask God to assist. So the key thing is just do whatever you need to do to stay safe, and ask God for assistance, and just be prudent. The couple of things, I'd like to just say how somehow when things get turned around, it's not always bad. This is really unique. Some lady in London, Ontario, she lives in London, England now, or Durham, England. But actually, she passed away. But I did her funeral during a blizzard and off Lake Erie, and that was really something. But what happened is she was living into her house, and a priest was riding his bike, and his bike broke down. And so he needed help. He went to the house. And what ended up happening is she started taking instruction. He did, and they all became Catholic. You know, pretty interesting. There's another one with Saint Francis de Sales. He was a bishop in Geneva, Switzerland. He was working among the people. And think of this. He's getting chased by a wolf. Now, can you imagine that at night? So you know what he did? He climbed a tree. So there's a person, they don't climb trees, so bears do, but they don't. So what happened in the morning, he's just shivering and everything, and somebody, what are you doing up in the tree? He said, well, you know, there are wolves here. So he ended up coming down, and they started taking instruction. They became Catholic, you know. So we owe a little bit to that wolf, you know, to, it's good, he didn't do any more damage. But, you know, different things happen. It's really important that there was one about a priest who was being persecuted for his faith, and they were going to try to kill him, and he wanted to serve the faithful, so he hid. And just as he hid there, a spider came and just covered that area with a big web. And then they're looking for him. Where is he? I know he's nearby. And then they said, "Hey, look in there. You idiot. How could he be in there? There's a spider web there. How could he have gotten in there?" So, I mean, it's really interesting how God works. There's another man trying to get out of a communist country. He's riding his motorcycle. He's just going to like floor it and go right through the gate. And instead, his motorcycle conked out right by the gate. So the guard talks to him. "What's going on here?" He said, "Oh, that's not working. Do you know anything about motorcycles?" "Do I know anything about motorcycles? Let me look at this thing." And he starts talking to him, and he's, "Yeah, look, this needs a little bit of adjustment here." And this, "Okay, no, okay, let's, oh, get it going. Go." "Yeah, that's it." And then he just let him go, you know. I mean, he would have got shot probably otherwise. That's why he went in, you know, scot-free. And even the British during the 50th Infantry Division, on D-Day, they hit Gold Beach. And it was really fortunate the water was very high, because a lot of the mines were, they didn't hit any of the mines, or many of them, and also a lot of the obstructions for the beach were, you know, just, they were lower, so that they could actually get a lot of craft. Out of 25,000 men that landed, only 400 were casualties, so really pretty amazing. So God works things out. You know, it's really important for us to trust him, and a lot of times, you know, we trust him, but we don't trust him completely. And if we don't get what we want, it's kind of a kid at Christmas. "I didn't order this. You know, I wanted something else." I mean, come on, let's count your blessings. God gives us what's best for us, not just what we think. And, you know, when your parents, Santa, always look out for us, they get us what's good. And so it's important for us to be grateful for what we have. So what I'd like to, just in closing, that it's really important to just count our blessings and just to be thankful to God for everything that he's done. And I just thought, Father wanted to do a twin story, and I guess we thought about this one. Now, we're a little bit competitive, I guess, when you're growing up together and you look identical and everything else. We fooled a lot of people in school, and we had a lot of fun doing that. In one class, we switched every day for a month. Nobody knew the difference. And then one time, one kid tried to get me in trouble, and then he got in trouble. And then the last one is just kind of funny. This, what happened? This is kind of interesting. Just something, just being competitive. But one of the prisoners helped us get like on a ski trip, and we got to go with them and another priest. And so we went to Lake Tahoe, and there's a hill, a site called Heavenly, which is really beautiful. And you see Lake Tahoe in the distance. But it's about 10,000 feet, and Father Dominic goes, "You want to race?" And it's like, okay. So it took us like 20 minutes to get down, and who was the winner? It was a tie.